need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, or Brahma, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. And sex is what we talk about here on Radio Susie One, broadcasting live from Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. Here we are at the speakeasy, in the studio, Radio Susie One, and I've got some old friends, and some virgins to Radio Susie One, and I want to introduce, first of all, Sister Sparkle, Sparkle, Gang Bang, Bang Bang.
Hello.
Sparkle looks good enough to gang bang, really, but her name is Bang Bang. And this is a great sparkly little outfit you've got on there, Sparkle.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely. So we've missed you since we saw you about a month ago. How have you been?
I've been good. Yeah, just doing the whole go-go and modeling thing. I wanted to get into burlesque dancing, you know, like burlesque dancers, like Dita Von Teese.
Yes.
I want to start doing that.
Well, you should, because you are a big tease, aren't you, Sparkle?
I don't
try to be. A sparkly tease. Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
No? I think teasing is great. I think that teasing is good for everyone. Men need to be teased because they need to slow down. And women need to be teased because it helps us come around. So I love teasing. I think you're a great tease, and you should be proud of it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right there. You put out.
No, not at all.
You're direct. You give it to everyone who needs it. No. But I think you're a great tease. Anyway, Sparkle, I'm glad to have you back. Do you have any new projects going on?
Well, right now I'm becoming a DJ, getting into the whole DJing thing.
Right,
yeah.
A rave so, DJ.
Mm-hmm. Rave and club. So I'm going to start spinning like house music and techno and electro. So it's myspace.com/DJ Sparkle B, but it's just everything's just very, very beginning right now, in the beginning stages.
Well, you are just a budding diva. Aren't you? So, are you on Twitter yet?
I do have a Twitter. Actually, my manager just made me a Twitter, but
okay.
I haven't been on it yet.
What is the address?
It's, I think, Twitter/...
Twitter.com slash...
DJ Sparkle B.
DJ Sparkle B. Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
There you are.
It has no picture.
No picture.
It has no
nothing.
Followers and no one following. I'm going to follow you
first. Yeah, he just made it like yesterday.
So you better follow me back now, DJ Sparkle B.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. You just have a little picture of a bird, which is the Twitter picture. So you need to put your own little
bird. I need
bird
to get
cell.
That going, yeah. I've never been on the actual Twitter site ever.
Well,
so I need to start.
I have a feeling you'll get addicted if you like texting and you would like all your followers to know what you're up to, what you feel, and what you want.
Every second of the day, just
well,
what's going
know,
on.
Every other hour, you know, or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's your love life?
What, love life?
No love
no
life.
No love life
no
right now.
No love life for beautiful sparkle?
Mm-mm. I think I'm too particular, too picky. I think that's why, like, nobody really ever meets my standard of, like, okay, this one's good.
This one's good.
Yeah.
No one.
Actually, okay, there was this male model from the UK during the summer, and, like, that was pretty much the last one.
Male model from the UK. And did you get together with him?
Yeah, we met at a club. We hooked up a little bit. We talked for a little bit. And we went out a couple times. And then he went back to go back to the university.
Male model. Was he actually straight?
Yes. Yeah. No, he was gorgeous. And he was just awesome. But I don't know. Even him, like, he's just so gorgeous to look at and be around. But he just wasn't, like, the mental connection wasn't there, you know?
Uh-huh. You got to have it
just,
all.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's just so charming. Like, anything he said, it was just so charming.
Charming.
His little voice.
But no mental connection.
No mental connection.
Well, maybe you're just not ready.
I know. I don't think I'm ready.
You've got to establish yourself as a ultra diva. All right.
Jeez,
so now we have a couple here. Speaking of, you know, romance. How's your love life?
Excellent.
All right.
Amazing.
Rafe and Prism, welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're actually not total virgins to the show because you were here in the audience or hanging around at the Speakeasy Bar. Which show was that?
It was about 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
The God's
Was
Girl
that when
show.
The band was here? Saint Motel.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a very religiously themed show. We had Saint Motel
was
and God's Girls.
Band? It was a religious band?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just like they called themselves Saint Motel and then was, you know, were these religious models? Not at all, but they called themselves God's Girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
That's like that was created because like some of the Suicide Girls right left and then they created the God's Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess. I'm not sure
That's
on how that, it is related. They're similar. But they don't have quite as many tattoos. Is the main thing, I think.
Were the bandmates, were they cute?
They were very cute, Sparkle. I invited you.
I know. What was I doing? I don't know.
They
remember.
Were very cute. Very cute.
My manager has,
and
like, control of my social
life. Two of them were straight.
Life. Oh, yeah? Two of
them? Aw, yeah.
I need
you should
another
have
musician.
A rock star in
I
your
do,
life.
I need
yeah,
a musician.
That's what you need. You need someone to adore and worship.
Mm-hmm.
He is cute groupie. Yeah.
The leather jacket. I need a rock. Yeah, a rock star for sure.
Okay. Well, we'll order one right up. Well, we'll invite you again next time we have a band.
Okay, for
okay.
sure.
So now we have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you two been together?
2 years and October 13th.
Very good.
Yeah.
October 13th. Are you going to celebrate?
We are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you live together?
Mm-hmm. On our sailboat.
On a sailboat?
Yeah.
How romantic is that?
It is. It's great.
And is that in the marina somewhere?
It's a Marina Del Rey.
Marina Del Rey, yeah.
Really? And you live on the sailboat?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell Max that? Captain Max? He'll be so excited to hear
no,
you live on
Captain
a sailboat.
Captain Max.
Yes. He's now talking about engineering. But he loves boats and ships and yachts.
Can you guys, talk into the mics?
Yeah, sure.
Get right up on them.
Oh, there you go. Now you
you're giving them
Hello.
Head.
Really aggressive. So you live on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And was this something you moved into together, or did somebody live on there first?
Duran lived on there first, I guess.
Duran?
Yeah, we moved from Kentucky and moved to Venice straight away.
So that's how you know Kentre.
Yeah,
from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. I used to live with Kentre. Yeah.
You lived with Kentre.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You're not jealous of that, of course.
No, Kentre's cool.
Right. He's very cool. Very
That's
very
what
cool.
they call it these days, huh?
We love Kentre.
Cool.
Yes. So what kind of sex life you guys have?
Pretty
amazing.
Active.
Amazing.
Are you jealous, Sparkle? Hmm? Are you jealous?
Of their active sex life?
Yes.
No, I have sex with the person who I love most, myself.
Oh, yeah. I have sex with that person a couple times a day as well.
A couple times a day?
No, wow. I'm just kidding. Other
you
than
do
this
have
one.
An active
We've done
sex
it three
life.
Times today.
Three times today? Is it a special day or a regular day?
Oh, no,
day?
This is normal.
Wow.
The sailboat, it's great, you know. It just,
yeah, rock the boat, baby.
Yeah.
It rocks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's beautiful.
So
it's
three times today. So tell me about the times.
Well, once was in the morning.
Well, every morning. It's an
that's
every morning
kind of like
thing.
A ritual.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's like that's how we wake up, you know. Like, that's great. And then the one time we have these nice little, I like to call them handlebars on our sailboat, which are really, it's like a bookshelf, but it's got great little handlebars.
Max Max wants to know how big the sailboat is.
It's 32 feet.
Yeah, it's a 1977 Ericsson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
He approves.
Yeah, no, it's actually a racing boat, but we don't race it. We just bought it. We don't really even know how to sail it that well yet, but we're trying to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn, so if anybody knows, you know, just come on out.
Well, I don't know, but it's very romantic.
Yeah.
And very exciting. All that fucking on the sailboat. Sparkle, poor Sparkle. Every time I have her on, I have a couple. That happened before.
Oh, right?
I had a couple on before. She needs to be on when we have a band.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see you're about to check your phone. Hearing about some couple having sex is what do you find sexy? You don't like to hear about people having sex. You would like to hear
what do I find
a band
sexy?
Singing
yeah,
to you.
Exactly.
A song they've dedicated to you.
My ex-boyfriend, so depressing. I was talking about this. My ex-boyfriend, he used to like always play me the guitar and he'd be all naked and just singing to me and it's just like, damn it. Mm. Yeah, the musicians, but yeah, musicians are promiscuous. I know it.
Why'd you let him go?
Because musicians are promiscuous.
No. Because then it's just like, I don't know, it's a long story. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
I don't know if any of his friends are listening in, and I'm just, I don't like, talk shit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have a message for him in case they are listening in? Just like, vaya con Dios?
Oh, no. I said my piece.
Mm. Oh well.
That's I'm looking for another one. You know the guy from have you heard of Kings of Leon?
Yes.
The lead singer. He's my destination. Like he's my goal.
Really?
Yeah. And it like that's why I like the whole DJing thing. Like I know our paths will cross. We'll be in love.
Yeah. So you haven't crossed paths with any exciting musicians lately?
No, not at all.
No.
You know because I don't. It's just I think it's the crowd that I hang out in, like, I go to clubs and raves, and that's not where musicians are. That's where DJs are at, but DJs are just a little too douchey for me.
You don't want DJs, right?
No.
No, you need a rock star.
Yeah.
Or a rapper.
No.
No rapper. No. Gotta be a rock star.
Gotta be a rock star, for sure.
Wow. How'd you two guys meet?
It's a funny story.
Yeah,
You can go back to texting now.
It's kind of a long story, but we actually knew each other for about 5 years.
5 years ago, yeah. And a friend of ours who's actually named Zarathustra, which is the name of a prophet.
Yes.
It's
someone who spake to Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah, Zarathustra, our friend Zarathustra, said you guys should speak to each other because I think you guys have a lot in common. And so we met each other, and it turned out we actually had I had already known each other and had a lot in common, so it was kind of ironic.
What do you have in common?
Music.
Are you a rock star?
No. Neither one of us play music, so that's the
you just like
answer.
It.
Answer. No, we have the same life goals. We're both free spirits, I think. That's what...
Not all that free, though. I heard a rumor, actually, you told me, that anything goes except... that Rafe won't let you take your top off. Is that
no,
right?
He won't because, you know, our commitment that we've made to each other, the whole marriage thing, it's a soul bonding thing, you know? So I think that's for his eyes only specifically, I think.
So then you guys aren't like swingers are crazy.
We could be if the time were right, but, you know, being on a radio show and being prompted, that might be a little different. But if the time was right.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
if
the time was right.
I'm confused. I was texting.
No, but if the time was right, you never know.
Well, I appreciate your telling us that on the radio show. That, you know, if the time were right, you could be a swinger. Right. Okay.
No, absolutely. No, you don't have any
problem. Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah. Have you had sex with other people?
Not
actually.
Oh, I mean, since you've been together.
Actually, there was this one time where
when we very first got together, there was another girl involved. But
really,
no males.
It was mostly her and I having
males?
Sex. Huh?
Would you guys be down for like another male?
I'm mostly down for another female as long as you know it's more.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't
want
my
direction.
I don't want to clash swords with anybody.
Oh, but you're a two woman man. You could
sure, yeah, I'll do.
Of course,
that.
You can deal with that. But it's good. There's a long and drawn out audition process that goes with that.
Well,
the married couple, you know.
You audition the girls, I guess.
Oh, of course.
Of course. And you're very bisexual.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. In fact, like before I met him, I was mostly with women.
So you'll share your boobies with other women. That's okay.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But not with.
Oh, if this was a room full of women, I'd. Top down.
Really,
I'd,
if it was a room full of women. Can we have all the guys leave for a moment?
Yeah,
please?
Absolutely.
Well, can we just get them to close their eyes?
I think that's the
okay, main. Look, Brand's closed his eyes. Max is going over there. Okay, I don't see. And,
really a girl.
And Mar is really a girl, actually. It's true.
I'll
get back. You're a guy.
Oh, no, Kentre doesn't count.
Oh, Kentre doesn't count. Okay, come on.
Kentre's seen him before.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is cool.
All right, you do it too.
Huh? Oh, no.
Oh, nope. All right.
Nobody sees my boobs unless I have pasties.
Well, there you go.
Are we being filmed? Is this the web? Is this the World Wide Web?
This is not the web. This is just ours.
Oh, okay. I'll show Dr. Susie.
Aww.
At the same time?
And
at the same time? Are we doing it? Wait, are you going to be mad at me?
No, but look, they're filming. They are filming.
Yeah,
well,
they're filming.
Yeah, we are filming.
Here, neither.
Manager's orders, I can't.
Okay.
I really can't.
Okay, stop filming. I mean, put your hand over for a second.
No cameras.
Okay, no camera.
Okay. No, it is on. Dr. Susie, I'll show you later.
No, okay, now it's off. Look,
okay.
It's off.
I want to know what's in this file right here.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Here we go. We have a moment.
Okay,
here we go.
Here it is.
Whoa, beautiful. Yay. Oh, that was so beautiful. Sparkles inside and out. That was sweet. Okay.
All right. The camera's not looking.
Camera's not looking. Whoa.
Are those real?
Yeah, they're all real.
Real. Beautiful. Oh, man. Those were great.
Wow, all real.
Both are beautiful.
I like
so
them.
So excited.
All right, so, yeah. No, even I wanted to show mine. He wouldn't let me do it on the show, so now I feel fulfilled.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I mean, those are so beautiful. How can you possibly keep those locked up? Those should be shared with the world.
Thank you.
Show me yours, Sparkle. But I've got, you know, I don't know. I think everyone should. I'll share mine with the world.
Yeah, Miss Susie. Oh, sexy.
Sexy. Okay, so now we have agua. Would you like some agua now?
Absolutely. It's bright green. That's my favorite color.
Okay. And
tell us about this
agua. I'm going to tell you about this. This is agua coco leaf liqueur.
Oh, you had me try that before, right? I'm okay. I have my Jaeger.
Mm.
Okay, and don't take it yet. Don't take it yet.
Absolutely.
Hang on. There's a ritual. A ritual. Here you go.
Mm.
And what you want to do is take this lime powder.
Aha.
You've got your own vial.
Yes, ma'am.
And put it on an intimate part of the body.
The coconut?
The coconut? What coconut?
don't you put the,
put it
don't
on
you
the coconut?
Put the lime in the coconut?
Oh, the lime in the coconut.
Look right here. Look right here.
Put it there.
Lick it so it'll stick.
You have to lick it so it'll stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, lick it so it sticks, and then you have to lick it again to... Is it coming out there?
Not really. Yeah, there you go.
Shake it up. Here, use this.
There you go.
Okay, we are now pouring the lime powder on the titty, on the upper part of the titty. Is that coming out?
Is it coming out?
What? Here.
Don't put too much. Don't.
No, they're not putting too much.
There we go.
That'll make me not happy.
How come this... What are you doing? Sticking a pen in there? Mushing it up with pen?
Yeah. Okay. It's so hot and sticky in here. The lime.
Yeah, maybe the lime is sticking to itself.
Dr. Susie, it's so hot and sticky.
It is hot and sticky. We need a paper clip. Okay, so hang on.
Okay. So where is it? Well, so what is you actually don't remember the
story. Yeah, talk about agua.
So the story of the agua is that it is made from the cocoa leaf.
Oh.
But it's perfectly legal. And it's made in Bolivia. It's just a drink made from the cocoa leaf.
Does it get you up? Is it a amphetamine kind of?
It's an alcohol.
So it brings you down. Doesn't really get you up.
I don't think it brings you down as much as like a wine.
Because I know the cocoa leaf in Colombia, they like chew on it. That's how they first they chew on it and it gets them up and awake.
It gets
you
up a little bit. Yeah. You know? Just a little bit.
We've got it.
Here we go. Okay, we've got it now.
Yeah.
Now we have the lick. Did you lick?
So he needs to lick this. Lick it.
You lick
and then
the salt
drink
up.
It.
Okay, and now you drink the drink. Ooh, very
so
good.
Now I get to put on my sexy part of him.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want it on me?
Now, are you allowed to show whatever body part you want? Here we go. Oh, yes, a little nipple here. That wasn't the body part I was thinking of, but it'll do for now. But. Nice.
That is really good.
Wow.
That's good. Right?
That's amazing.
Delicious. And, you know, the little salt taste.
Tastes like candy.
Yeah, it's a very unique taste.
Tastes like candy.
You want some more?
I do.
Callers?
You have some more for sipping. Okay, so callers, give us a call. Let's see. Our number is 213-749-1330 if you're anywhere in the world. But if you're in North America, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And I'm here in the Radio Suzy 1 studio with Sparkle Sparkle Bang Bang.
Cheeky Bang Bang. Ask me some very interesting questions. I need something discuss.
We're going
callers.
To have
on,
a caller guest on in a little while.
Ooh.
Who wrote a book called In Sleeping Beauty's Bed. And it's a book about the erotic side of fairy tales.
Oh, that's amazing. I would love to hear that point.
Well, we're going to talk with her in a little while.
Ugh.
This is the book.
Do you have the book? Oh,
I have the book right here. And she gives, like, these very X-rated interpretations of different fairy tales, like Cinderella. Mm. Where the prince, of course, has a shoe fetish.
Obviously.
And Little Red Riding Hood, where the hood is more like a clitoral hood than, you know, just
can we get this at
some
little
girl.
Our local
Barnes and Noble.
You know, we're going to talk to her. So that's who we're going to have on. But but before we get too specific about the book, I was just wondering if you ever, you know, kind of were inspired in a sexy way by any fairy tales or, you know, kind of tales that you learned as a child, like Little Red Riding Hood or Sleeping Beauty, or were you a Cinderella that wanted to be transformed?
No, you know, I was never really big into the whole fairy tales or the Disney or any of that when I was little. The only one I really liked was Alice in Wonderland. I think it's because ever since I was a little kid, I knew I was going to be into psychedelics. And
there you go. One pill makes you larger, yeah. And one pill makes you small. Yeah. How about you? Did you ever get inspired by a fairy tale?
Absolutely. Always. You know, there's always Cinderella, but, you know, she called it out. Alice in Wonderland. There's no getting past that one.
Yeah.
But, no, Cinderella, it's every girl's dream. You know, to have
right,
that
to have
Cinderella.
A foot, to have a shoe fetishist for a prince.
Exactly.
Right. Someone after your feet.
To have a man bring you the exact right shoe is an amazing feat.
It is. That's true. We love shoes.
That can never
all
happen.
Right. And she's right here, Mitzi Cerrito, the author of In Sleeping Beauty's Bed. And she has authored quite a few erotica books, and she's been on Radio Susie One before. So I'm happy to welcome her back, Mitzi Cerrito. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good morning there in jolly old England.
Yes, I know, it's terrible. This is a horrible time of the day.
Well, it's kind of nice to wake up, you know, and
wake up
talk about
on
sex.
Radio.
Yeah.
So
well, I'm in bed, so.
Well, you're in bed, and the book is called In Sleeping Beauty's Bed. Therefore, it's appropriate that you're in bed. And in your wonderful erotic interpretations of fairy tales, there's all kinds of sexy surprises, like that the prince in the Sleeping Beauty story turns out to be a sleep fetishist. He actually likes for Sleeping Beauty to stay asleep. You know how some guys like to fuck women in their sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's all kinds of fetishists in your fairy tale book. Tell us some more about what inspires you erotically about household fairy tales.
Well, actually, you know, fairy tales were a bit on the corrupt side when they started out. So in a way, I sort of... return them to their former glory.
Yes. So you think that Rapunzel's hair always involved her pussy hair?
Well, you never know. I mean, I'm not too sure they were doing Brazilians back then, so...
But they certainly had some kind of earthy... origins that maybe were expurgated by the Grimm's brothers and Hans Christian Andersen.
Exactly. I mean, some of these tales, when I did the research, which I actually worked backwards, I wrote the stories first, and then I researched their origins, and, you know, I actually had quite a few surprises doing that. But some of them, you know, went back thousands of years in some incarnation. And, you know, obviously, the further back you go, the earthier they can get.
Yeah, so what's the one that's been the most popular with people?
Oh, gosh, you know, it's really hard to say because, you know, I mean, I've got some in here that are the usual ones that, you know, everybody knows about and we've all sort of grown up with. But I put in some peculiar ones as well from, you know, more obscure cultures or just, you know, they're just, you'd have to be specifically maybe have grown up in you know, the Middle East or you know, Sanskrit and all of that. Probably, you know, you meant Cinderella always seems to generate some...
Cinderella. Right.
Yes, with that prince and his...
The rags-to-riches girl and the shoe-fetishist boy.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, there had to be another reason for that slipper, you know. It just couldn't, you know, I mean, why not a handkerchief? But the fact is it was a slipper, so...
Mm-hmm. And might have harkened back to the Chinese obsession with tiny feet and little tiny slippers and bound feet...
Exactly. Actually, it did start in China in some incarnation. I mean, quite a bit different, but I believe that is where they did find the actual origin, is starting out there. I think like maybe 2,000 years ago, something like that.
But I don't know if those versions have the sisters playing with parsnips as sex toys.
No, I probably not. I don't know how long the parsnip's been in existence. That's
any of you ladies ever try parsnips or other vegetables?
No.
I mean, your best lover is yourself, but have you ever tried?
No, I haven't.
Nature's Own dildo?
No.
Carrot, cucumber?
Don't you think it's too stiff? Don't you think that would hurt?
Actually, stiff is good. Well, I think so. Actually, I don't have a problem with stiff. Maybe, you know, there's other problems with vegetables, but...
Cold and...
Cold? Cold is kind of nice because it warms right up once it gets in there.
Well, yeah, but you could always cook it first, right?
Well, you could do that too, I guess. A parsnip.
And then it would make it less stiff and less cold if you cooked it first.
Right, you could kind of
cook it into or something.
A fleshy texture.
Have you suddenly gone into a cooking show?
I think we need to start a cooking show.
Yes. And I mean, I could just see these sisters, these nasty, ugly sisters just, you know, pleasuring themselves with parsnips. But then, of course, Cinderella gets her revenge and rubs them with chili peppers one night that the sisters are especially mean to her.
That's hot.
That's hot.
They thought so.
Well, look who's here. Kat and BD. Wow. Amazing. Hi. I just had some guests come in. They're really cool people. Stars of my video, Eris Day, Orgy for Obama. What was that, Mitzi?
They're not carrying parsnips, are they?
No, but you know what? I wouldn't put it past them. They could be carrying a basket of parsnips. They're that kind of people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So what inspired you to do these fairy tales? Did you start masturbating to them yourself, or?
No, I'm not going to give away trade secrets. You know, I actually get ideas from all over the place, so I can't even pinpoint what inspired it.
Well, you usually do anthologies with other people's writings, but this one is all yours.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, I've pretty much got into the short story form of writing. And, I mean, the anthologies, you know, I actually did quite a few of those on different themes. But, it was good to just do a collection of my own short stories for a change. Plus, I didn't have to deal with contributors.
So, can we find this book in our local Barnes & Noble, or do we have to order it online, or what?
Anywhere, really. I mean, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon, anywhere good books are sold, or bad books.
Yeah. And it's out there now. This is a current book. We don't always interview authors that are out there now. Boy, you're really enjoying the agua, aren't you?
Oh, lovely.
Ooh. Yeah. We have to get a picture of you with the agua. You ever try agua cocoa leaf liqueur, Mitzi?
No.
No?
You have to.
Is that like a cactus or something?
It's a drink. It's a liqueur.
Yeah.
And it's made from the cocoa leaf. You know, that they have in Colombia.
Something like you'd hallucinate from.
No, are you hallucinating, guys?
No, not at all.
We're feeling absolutely lovely.
A little tipsy, but kind of up, right? It's not a down?
Yeah. No, I feel great.
Does it hit you guys right away? Are you guys already feeling buzz?
I don't think that there are any actual alkaloids in it. Like, there's no... It's made from the coca leaf, but that's more for, like, flavoring, specifically.
No, I'm talking as, like, a strong liquor. Like, do you guys feel
buzz
right now?
Oh, yeah. You take a shot and you'll feel it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
This gang is almost more oriented towards drugs than sex, Missy. So, I mean, when I asked them about fairy tales before you came on, I was asking about their favorite fairy tales. They were talking about Alice in Wonderland.
Well, yes.
So
we all know what was Lewis Carroll was.
Well, yeah, then there's that.
Using some interesting substances when he was writing.
Yeah. So interesting substances abound through fairy tales and myths, and sex abounds in strange ways, like Little Red Riding Hood's hood.
yes.
So red and juicy.
Yeah, you just couldn't let that girl out at all, I think.
And some of the fairy tales are, of course, well known to Western ears, but you've also got some Eastern fairy tales in there, Middle Eastern and Indian, all types of exotic stuff.
Yeah, I actually had quite a bit of fun with some of the ones that were not even familiar to me, you know, the ones from India and, you know, Tale of the Parrots, and, those were really, really fun to work with. And, I mean, I actually really like literature from those cultures anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes me sort of think of maybe even just doing a collection of works based on things from there.
Now, have you found much Middle Eastern literature that is erotic, like seriously erotic, like what you've written here?
Well, actually, you know, The Perfumed Garden is a very famous erotic literature piece, and you know, that dates back, I believe, thousands of years. So it's not like it's unknown to that culture. It's just perhaps not as perpetuated, shall we say, as it is here in the West.
Maybe it was a little more repressed even. Yeah, Rafe.
I don't believe so. I mean, it's just that, you know, obviously in Western culture, it's just so much more sexually focused that I think perhaps there it might even be more pure, if that's the right word to use, in their eroticism.
Do you think that the oppression of women in a lot of Middle Eastern cultures affects the magnitude of the sexuality within the different stories, like how they approach it per se?
Well, without getting into an issue about oppression, I mean, I think, you know, these type of things are more contemporary. I think, you know, although haven't women always been oppressed?
Yeah, culture, different types of oppression. Mm. I mean, you know, certainly in the Middle Ages, when a lot of Western fairy tales kind of evolved, there was ownership of women, you know, and so I don't know. There's just different ways of expressing it. Certainly, when these fairy tales are aroused, I don't know that in the Middle East the women were more repressed than they were in Europe.
Exactly, exactly. I think these type of issues have come into, you know, more recent.
But there was a different type of eroticism. There was the eroticism of the harem.
Yeah.
You know, which is this mysterious place that all these women are naked and rubbing themselves and, you know, kind of just getting all worked up.
Exactly.
At least in the Western imagination, but probably in real life. I mean, probably. What else is there to do in a harem? I mean, even
imagery of women, you know, I mean, you've got the coal lined eyes, which is, you know, a very beautiful image. You've got, for instance, you know, like henna painting that, you know, their hands are painted with these intricate designs. I mean, it's all quite erotic, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it still exists, obviously. They still do the same thing.
And there's always this eroticism to, like, a veil. I mean, something hiding under the veil. Very sexy.
Exactly, exactly. It's what you can't see that is actually even more erotic than what you can.
So you've got all these different fairy tales in their XXX rated versions, and it's a great collection. It's very inspirational, you know. People who want a different type of erotica.
Can we get it at our local Borders or
yeah.
Barnes & Noble places?
Okay, cool.
And
does anybody have any questions for my phone-in guest, Mitzi Cerrito?
Yeah, I think Mitzi is absolutely beautiful. I like listening.
Put your voice right up to the microphone. You're not talking on the microphone, darling Prism. She's had a little bit of the agua here.
Yeah, maybe too much.
Yeah. Why don't you sit in Rafe's lap, and then I can have my other guest over
here. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't seem like you can reach the microphone anyway. So you sit in his lap. And you want to come up over here? So what's your next book, Mitzi?
Gosh, I've not actually got anything planned at the moment. I've been concentrating on I've launched a web TV channel called Mitzi TV, and I've been working on that a lot now.
And is that, I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet. I'm going to have to. Is that about sex, or is that about cooking?
No, actually, it's about quirky and eccentric London.
Quirky and eccentric London.
Exactly.
So it's like a travelogue?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not sure if to calling it a travelogue exactly, but I've basically, it's different things going on in London that are just a bit off the beaten track, a bit, you know, oddball, and I cover those, and, you know, I don't need to cover sex, because I guess I'm sexy enough, I hope.
Really? So you don't want to cover sex?
To be honest with you, I don't really think it's necessary for what I'm doing here, and and the audience is pretty wide. It's a very wide audience, so I think if I maybe, you know, got into that, I could lose some viewers, and yeah, I mean, I might gain some, but I could lose some. So people seem to like what I'm doing now. I'll stick with it.
Well, I'll stick with reading your erotica because it's great, and I'm a sex addict, so you know that's what I'm going to stick with. Although, you know, next time I go to London, I'll be sure to check into your show so I know where to go.
Well, it's on the internet, actually.
Yeah.
It's a web TV channel, so you can watch it from anywhere.
No, I know. But, I mean, what? Why do I want to know about London unless I'm going to go there?
Oh, no. Well, it's actually anything. It's total madness. I mean, I've covered everything from Harley Davidson bikers to a crazy night at a pub with all kinds of mad people singing.
Okay. Well, I'll watch it just because I want to see you.
Yeah, you want to see me. What else
That's
do you need
right.
to watch it for?
Okay. I will do that. So, great having you on the show, darling.
Thank you.
And unless you have a question for the author? No? Okay.
No, but I will be purchasing your book because I'm definitely interested in reading these.
We have new fans for you. This is Sleeping Beauty's Bed by Mitzi Cerrito. It's erotic versions of our favorite fairy tales and some fairy tales you don't know about.
I have a question for her.
Go ahead.
How intimate and how far does this book go? Like, not specifically, but just how deep does it go?
Oh, well, you know, I've actually kept this sort of the fairy tale flavor of it. I mean, it's written in a language that I think kind of reflects that style. So there's lots of double meaning and innuendo, but yeah, it's pretty out there.
It gets explicit. It gets very explicit. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like it's a lot of four-letter words, although occasionally. But it's in the fairy tale style, right? It's just like, just imagine, you know, Mother Goose telling you a story, except it's a very kinky Mother Goose.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, the goose gets it from the gander.
Mother
you know?
Goose telling you about the stork, only hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hardcore. I mean, there's sex going on in almost all the stories, pretty much. And
it
often very kinky sex. Very kinky sex. Not a lot of regular sex, actually. Not a lot of, you know, just vanilla
missionary.
Sex.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, occasionally, but most of it is kinky. Because fairy tales are all about struggle and kink, really. They're not, things don't all go well. So, you know, even by the end, most of Mitzi's heroes and heroines are, they might live happily ever after, but it's with a shoe or a turnip, you know? I mean, they're
turnip.
Kinky. Yeah.
You guys are obsessed about these turnips and these parsnips.
And the parsnips. Well,
yes.
I see there's a difference.
There was a turnip in there, too.
Yeah, there's a turnip in there, too. I know. I mean, the parsnips are what the ladies use, but the king used the turnip that was growing out of the guy's stomach.
They're
actually supposed
to do a cookery book next.
Yeah, absolutely. Sex and food.
What was that other?
For sex or eating, either one.
What was the other story that we were talking about earlier when I was doing your hair?
Were we talking about Sleeping Beauty?
No, the
Cinderella?
One that I thought maybe was part King Thrushbeard.
Oh, King Thrushbeard. Oh, yeah, that's the one where it's like a Taming of the Shrew type one. Punished Pride. Where the woman starts out as like a dominatrix who has her suitors killed, and then this guy kind of worms his way into her affections, and then you know, she becomes his slave and she has to do all these kinky things. And then he turns out to be the prince. And she gets to be the queen again, except she's grown into the habit of, you know, being his slave. So yeah, she needs to get spanked a lot. There's a lot of spanking going on in here. A whole lot of spanking.
I think we like that.
Yeah.
Spanking's like good. Spanking's good.
Do we like spanking? What do you think about spanking, Sparkle? What is your view on spanking?
You know, spanking, I hate spanking because when I do go-go dancing and stuff, guys always try and slap my butt and they just try and kick them in the face. Like, I don't know. It just, I feel like just an object. I hate spanking. But actually, my dear friend, On, my painting partner, he told me to give him a shout-out. So, I love you, OnStar.
Aww.
And I hope you have a fabulous time painting at the Chargers game. And
he's painting at the Chargers
game? Yeah, he's
game?
He does, like, body painting and stuff, so he's going to go paint the Chargers game.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I love
painting
you, OnStar.
The people there?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, all the those rich people that do that.
And he never spanks you?
So. No.
No.
OnStar's like my, he's like my brother. Like, we're just very close. Once when I was on mushrooms, like, I tripped out. And I was at this beach house, and I was flipping out, and I didn't have any pants on for some reason. And I was running around, and he held me down with this huge blanket, just, like, stand over me with this blanket. And then so nobody would just, like, fuck with me all night long. He was just there, and he was all on acid. And people would come in, and, like, but it was, like, a house full of guys. So I'm very glad he was there. Yeah, saved my life.
Wow. How'd you wind up with no pants on?
Because I went to go pee, and then that's when, like, it just, like
hit you.
Okay,
and
yeah.
You forgot your
went
pants.
Went to the black, the dark side, and just started running around screaming and talking about dots. Yeah, I started panicking. I was like, this is too small, like this is too enclosed.
The bathroom is a scary place when you're tripping.
Yeah, and I bit this girl Monique in the leg, and I like it was just all bleeding. I just bit her and I tried to light this other girl on fire. Like it was crazy. Like
wow.
Yeah, I don't
Sparkle's
talk to
not into anything kinky, understand. Just a lot of drugs.
Just a lot of drugs.
Just a lot of drugs. Right. Serious drugs. How about
it's safer than the kinky stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You think
yeah.
so? No, drugs are safer than kinky things?
Well, it depends on who you're doing it with.
Yeah, definitely. When you do it with, like, your best friend, like, me and OnStar have done so many drugs. We went to the Getty Museum once, and we just, like, we didn't see any art. We just went in the garden and just started doing a bunch of K and, like, just tripping out, hiding in the elevator. We're on the floor, and people would come in and be like, can they see us? And, like, staring at them, and, like, the people were like, we can see you, like, all creepy, and then it was funny.
I'm sure people out there who have a fetish for girls who do a lot of drugs are getting very excited right now.
Hopefully.
If you're rock stars, then
so I have
me.
A new guest sitting here. I'm sorry. What is your name? I should have gotten your nobody gave me your name on
Christina.
Christina.
Christina Q.
Right, Christina. I should have her name on a piece of paper like I have theirs. Christina, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Thank you, Dr. Susan.
You came with Aunt Deborah.
Hi, Aunt
Deborah.
She's
Aunt Deborah's
great.
Over there. Yeah, she's great. Did you know her long or did you just meet her tonight?
No, I've known her for a while.
Oh, okay. I thought she might have picked you up or something.
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely
she's good at
random.
That. She does that here quite a bit. She'll pick up men and women. Of you know, she's really a good pickup artist.
Delicious.
You know, speaking of that.
Then I guess I found the perfect friend.
Yeah. So, So, do you prefer drugs or kinky sex?
Both.
Both? At the same time?
Yeah, it depends on who I'm with, like Sparkle. It depends on who I'm with.
Uh-huh.
If Have it's you... someone that I know and I'm not going to, like, get, like, raped or, like, something
yeah,
that I don't...
Yeah, you have to do it on people you trust.
Yeah.
People
okay.
you love.
And you know who they work at, where they work at, I'm sorry.
Do you
yeah,
have...
where they work and where they live.
Do you have your license?
For what?
Well, you know, for...
To drive?
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, to drive?
No, you know what? No, what? Marijuana.
We like to smoke.
Yeah.
No, other friend, my friends do.
Yeah, Rico has his license. He said it's probably the best investment of his life. I think I'm going to get one. But, you know
I've
what? My
one.
Friend
it's
got pulled
tough.
Over the other day, and she had her medical card, and the like cop just laughed at it and took all her weed and gave her a ticket.
So with all your the drugs that you do, Sparkle, you probably have something wrong with you that you could tell a doctor about, and he would sympathize.
Something wrong with me?
Yeah, I can't see it. I mean, you don't look like you have anything wrong with you.
You know what? I don't know.
You're checking to see if she has anything wrong with her?
No, she's
no,
looking
no
at
tracks.
The cut,
it's not,
the cut,
not a track
no, she's
situation.
Looking at the cut scars, the old cut scars
oh,
on
cut
my
scars.
Arm.
Ooh.
We both.
Yeah. You know what?
With,
yeah.
Wait a second. I'm going to just talk to my phone-in guest for a second. Mitzi?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do an anthology on sex and drugs?
Oh, you know, you may have inspired
somebody's
me.
Still you know, it's a hot topic.
I'll do the modeling for your cover of your book, for sure.
Yeah, Sparkle would be great for that. You could just surround her with every drug known to humankind.
Uh-huh.
And
I'll
you
just
could
be
just
doing
cover
it,
her.
Yeah.
She could be,
just take
she could
the pictures
be naked,
quick.
Naked, but with drugs strategically placed on parts of her body so you couldn't see her whole body.
That's very
she would look good like that.
Kind of retro.
Very retro. Anyway, thanks so much for being a phone-in guest on Radio Suzy 1.
You.
Pleasure talking to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, get in Sleeping Beauty's bed. It's a lot of fun, very inspirational, literary, reminds you of your childhood in a very kinky way. And thanks a lot, Mitzi. We'll be seeing you, and we'll also be watching Mitzi TV.
Thank you, Suzy.
Okay. And we'll see you on Twitter.
Yes, I'm always on Twitter.
We love Twitter. Sparkle's new on Twitter.
New on Twitter.
Christine, are you on Twitter?
I'll find you.
Are you on Twitter yet?
Not right now, no.
No, not
I
right
have MySpace.
Now.
Yeah, it took me so long
MySpace
to get with the
so
Facebook, to get with everything.
I don't know what a Twitter is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks, Mitzi, and
Thank
we'll
you.
Describe what a Twitter is to our ignorant people.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Twitter is...
yeah, we're talking about the cutting.
Oh, the cutting.
You know
Let's
what?
Talk about cutting.
I went through a time in my life where basically, ever since I was a little kid, I always thought I should have been a boy.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't basically grow into my looks and grow into my acceptance of my sexuality and myself until like freshman year of high school. Like, I always just felt like I was put in the wrong body or shouldn't have been here. I had a lot of issues, so that's... That explains
so
the cuts.
You were a tomboy.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
Let's talk about that after we take a commercial break.
Oh, we're going to take a commercial
break.
Bum, bum,
bum.
We got to change the tape. Do something. Taking a commercial break. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back. With
Need
more.
To talk with
right
someone
back.
About something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And we're back on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. We are broadcasting live from the Speakeasy Studios here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. And I've got my guests in studio, Sparkle, Sparkle, Bang, Bang, and Christina, and Rafe are here with me, and Auntie Deborah is sitting on the couch.
Auntie Deborah, your boobs are fabulous, are they?
Yeah.
Can I feel them?
Sparkle would love to feel your boobs. Would you like to bring them over to Sparkle?
Very nice.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to feel them without the material?
She gets
Beautiful. Oh, yes. Beautiful boobies.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, too much.
Nice, nice, nice boobies. We love boobies. Mm, all types of boobies. Oh, yeah, show those boobies to the camera there. Whoa, what size are they? We don't even know. Gee.
She never wears bras, right?
No, why do you need to? They just hold themselves up. They're beautiful. They're a work of human architecture. And it's amazing what we can do nowadays. So, anyway, we're going to get back to all your problems, but we have a caller who has a problem, okay?
Oh.
So, we're going to talk to him. I don't know if he has a problem, but he has a fantasy. Ryan is on line two. Hello, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hi. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going?
Good. So, you have a fantasy?
I do.
Tell us about your fantasy.
My aunt and uncle have been married for 2 years. And I lived with them 2 months before they got divorced. And then I moved out after my uncle moved out. And ever since then, I've had a fantasy about having sex with my aunt.
With your aunt?
With your aunt?
Well, my former aunt.
Your former aunt?
Yeah.
Because she...
Oh, because she's not related to you.
Well, because she, your uncle is the one that you're blood related to.
Yeah.
And now she divorced your uncle. So you consider her your horrible aunt.
Now's your time. What are you waiting for?
Well, let's find out a little bit more about the situation.
Call her.
How to approach it. Well, Sparkle goes for the direct approach. She's not a tease. You know, although she doesn't put out, but she is into the direct approach for other people.
I like kissing.
Kissing.
Like.
Okay, that's good.
Kissing
is great.
Yeah, I think it's more intimate than anything else. Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Have you kissed your aunt?
And oral sex.
I haven't. The last week I was living with her. Actually, last weekend I stayed over there with her and my.
Take your voice is too close to the phone. Move away from the phone. Your phone's a little crappy or something. Yeah, that's good.
I actually stayed there last weekend and was in the shower, and she accidentally walked in because she had to go to the bathroom, and there was no curtain or anything, so.
You know, the bathroom, family bathrooms are a hotbed of fantasy and craziness.
Yeah, and she just looked at me and then went to the restroom and then kind of looked at me again and walked out.
I can't hear you because Sparkle is trying to talk to Christina about her mushroom tattoo or something. Wait, we have to, because he's talking on a bad phone. I hear people whispering. We have an infected tattoo.
We have a problem, Ryan.
Her tattoo.
Fuck your aunt.
Just have sex with your aunt, okay? Yeah. Just go do it.
Let me see your leg here. Hang on a second, Ryan. We'll help you out.
I think she needs ointment.
Yeah, I think I need Bactine.
Okay, show her.
Do you need Neosporin?
Yeah, please.
No, because you know
24 hours.
Sparkle loves to find ways to demand attention. I see that. So we'll get you some Neosporin. How about that?
Please.
No, but Neosporin will take the ink out.
That'll take the ink out?
Yeah, nature will handle itself.
Yeah.
I don't really try and control situations with things on my body. I'm just,
what do we have here? We have something.
Oh, awesome.
Bactine.
Awesome. Thank
Look,
you.
See? We aims to please. Okay. So now can we get back to poor
Ryan
and his aunt? It's not just so simple.
And his bathroom.
So, anyway, Ryan, in the bathroom you saw her. I mean, did you guys do anything?
No, she just, walked in when I was showering.
She walked in.
Yeah, and then she went to the restroom, and then as she was leaving the bathroom, she kind of, looked me up and down and then left.
She looked you up and down. Oh, now. Are you sure she did? Wait, where did Sparkle's microphone go? Now, she looked you up and down for real? This wasn't a fantasy.
No, for real.
All right.
And then ever since then, it kind of kicked in, like, how do I make the first move on her to,
okay.
Like...
Okay. So how old is she?
37.
She's 37, and you're 18?
Yeah.
Really? You have a deep voice for an 18-year-old. Are you really 18?
Yeah. Honest to God.
What?
What? Yeah. Yep.
How old are you?
27.
Okay. Well, anyway, you don't sound like you're 18. Do you look like you're 18?
Most people don't think so, but I don't know.
Send us a picture.
Okay. Well, why don't you call up your aunt and ask her out, you know, for coffee or something, or a drink?
Okay.
I mean, can you drink at 18? Where are you? You're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to drink in Vegas at 18?
In card, most places.
In some spots.
Somebody
can get it.
In some spots, but it's not legal, so I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I agree.
You go out for a nice Frappuccino, and then, you know, you look her up and down.
Okay.
And you kind of lean into her, you touch her a little, like on the wrist, and you see how she reacts. And you say, you know, just because you're divorced from my uncle doesn't mean I don't still care about you. Although, I guess things are kind of different now. Huh?
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that, you know? Can
I
you talk like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. God, how tall are you?
5'7".
5'7". How tall is she?
About 5'5".
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, you just make it over there.
Yeah.
Boy, for a not so tall guy, you have a deep voice. Just goes to show you cannot tell from a voice anything. Huh? So, are you packing? Aunt Deborah thinks you're packing. She's making. Yeah, you got a big one?
I've gotten pulled by, yeah.
Really? So that's what she was looking up and down. After you got out of the shower, she was checking out your package.
So she's curious.
Okay.
Just tell her. Just tell her you want to try on her hot couture. She might dig that.
You want to try on her hot couture?
Yeah, you know.
Just say you miss her and you want to spend more time with her. See how she acts. See if that how she acts.
Yeah, I think that's a safe play. If you spend time with her, you can start to feel her up and down and tell where she is.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of get a little bit more into her intimate space.
Okay.
Okay?
Take her somewhere where it's loud so you have to whisper in her ear. That's,
yeah,
that's
get really close to her. Get really close to her neck. Put your lips on her neck.
While she's cooking
that's an
for
interesting...
you.
Strategy to take her somewhere loud so you have to get close to her. I don't know. I don't know if that's I would go with that.
I think so because you know everyone's around so you kind of like you bond more with the person you're right next to and it fills in like all the quiet space, you know, the quiet awkward space like when you guys go out. All the noise just like fills in that like
yeah. Does she like loud music, you think?
A little bit. She likes movies a lot, like going to the movies.
Going to movies.
Yeah.
Go to a movie.
Movies.
Well.
Pulling the bottom of the popcorn.
Yeah. Not first. No, but you know what? You should first go just out to see her. You know, just say, I wanted to see you, you know, because I miss you. And you're, you know, I just want to talk to you about some things. Don't tell her you miss her. Just tell her you want to talk to her about some things. And then when you see her, you tell her you miss her. But you don't want to scare her over the phone.
Do you guys see each other regularly right
now?
You
just hump her in the hump her butt.
Or he just sees her like every once in a while.
Do you see her at all? Do you see her at all now that she's divorced from your uncle?
Just bump up against your toy.
Ryan, do you see her at all now that she's divorced from your uncle?
Yeah, I see her like 2 or 3 times a week.
Oh, you do? Just how come you see her so much?
Because he likes
her. Not very far away.
Rub your crotch on her.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready to graduate now. Yeah, yeah, you gotta make your
some
move.
Some girls like the aggressive stuff. Are you black?
No.
You're not?
No.
Why did you think he was?
Because his voice.
Oh, because he has a deep voice, big package.
Oh, wait. Did he say how big his package was? Tell me.
Did you say? Do you know?
I didn't. Last time I measured was 8.5.
8.5? That's... Aunt Deborah would like to know your phone number. Do you just like older women in general?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, Aunt Deborah is an older woman. Here, come on over here, Aunt Deborah. She's an aunt.
She's got a fabulous breast.
She is not actually your aunt, but, you know, neither is your aunt. So, you know, now Aunt Deborah.
And you're legal.
Yeah.
You've got this guy's number.
Where do you know him from?
Wait. We have to give... Somebody has to let her use a microphone.
His wife isn't here right now.
She's not
here.
Just sit on it. Do you know what your wife is
doing now,
by the way?
She's away from here.
Right. She'll be but fine. He's not leaving a seat. Oops. Ryan got discouraged. He got scared, Aunt Deborah.
Anyway.
And now there you are on Rafe's lap.
There goes his number. There goes his number.
I think we get to have Prism take her top off more now that he's got a girl in his lap.
Why didn't anybody, if he's really packing 8.5 inches?
We just found that out. That's when you popped up off the sofa.
Men lie, but you know.
They do, especially on the radio.
Yeah, they sure do. But anyway.
Especially on the internet.
Except he was honest about the 5'7".
He's 5'7".
Well, I guess. I would assume he wouldn't be lying about that.
It. You know, so she's been thinking about him. He doesn't have to do very much, really. The evidence speaks for itself.
Well, he has to do something because he sees her 3 or 4 times a week now.
Res ipsa loquitur, you know what I mean?
Anyway, we will hear back from him, I'm sure, Aunt Deborah.
I hope so.
I think we will. I think we're going to hear back from Ryan about what happens with the aunt.
Call back and ask
I think
your number.
I think he was inspired to, try something with his aunt.
Inspired.
Yeah.
Feeling inspired.
And he'll probably call back and leave us his number for you. Okay, and we have Rick on line 1, I think. Rick? Wife doesn't
Hello? Rick?
Want... Hello? Rick, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
How are you doing?
Well, we're okay, you know. We're mellow. How are you? No, come on. You gotta get a little more energy in your voice. This is radio.
A little bit frustrated.
Oh, you're frustrated. Are you horny?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, horniness is good. What's getting you horny?
Wanting to play with the wife.
Oh, you want to play with your wife? And she doesn't want to play with you.
Tired out.
She's tired out.
Have you been playing?
No.
No? She's just tired?
That's the
problem,
it's
Saturday
yeah.
night. Tell her to get back.
And how old is she?
Over 50.
Over 50. Yeah. Is she over the hill? Is she over menopause?
Maybe some still hanging around.
Maybe some menopause, and
has
she taken anything to help her deal with some of the symptoms?
Well, yeah, all they do is give her some of those wonderful, what does she call them, happy pills?
Happy pills?
Antidepressants.
Oh, antidepressants lower your sex drive, darling.
Yeah, and I think it just screws the heck out of her, and trying to find, another answer to get the doctor to move around and get her off that crud.
Well, you know, tonight's show is talking a lot about sex and drugs, and there are some drugs that just don't mix very well with sex, and antidepressants are one classification of drug that really lowers your sex drive. So she needs to talk to her doctor about that and see if he can adjust her prescription, and often doctors, they don't care. You have to tell them that it's important to you. unless it's not important to her, unless it's only important to you.
Nah, it bugs her too.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
Has she talked to her doctor about it?
Yeah, tries. Doc says, no, ain't going to take you off them. Not yet.
He says no?
She tells her no, and I go, hey, you know, you got to tell her you want to get off them. You'll be fine.
Well, she can go on something else. Not all the antidepressants are equally negative for your sex drive.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he's tried to, like, use a non-hormonal thing.
Yeah.
A non-hormonal thing. What kind of antidepressant is she on?
Damn.
Okay. Well, you need to learn something about this. If this is important to you, Rick, you know, then don't just sort of sigh and, you know, feel, oh, poor me. If you really want to have sex with your wife, then you got to learn more about what's going on with her body, with her feelings, and with her drugs. You got to know what kind of drugs she's taking, just like as if it were you.
Yeah, be supportive of her.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's tough. I mean, it's not easy for her.
No, it's not easy for her. And now that I hear that she wants to have sex, but it's just not happening because she's on this...
Really irritated, jumpy.
You have to find different and new ways of having sex with her, like something kinky and different for her, something that might turn her on.
Well, there's always that. Maybe something different. Maybe she's just kind of bored by the same old, same old.
Eat her ass or something. I'm just kidding.
Maybe
not. No, she's not.
That might be something different.
Make it what?
No, I can't. I can't get her to talk about it enough.
You can't get her to talk about it. How about getting her to talk to me? Where is she?
Asleep.
Well, you should get her to talk to me sometime. Maybe she'll tell a woman.
She'll do it.
Maybe she'll tell a woman things she won't tell you.
Yeah, you know, used to be more talkative. In younger years.
Yeah.
A lot of health issues between both of us.
Okay, well listen, darling. This kind of discussion actually would probably be better if you called me during private sex therapy.
Okay.
Not on the air. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, it's okay. I mean, you know, I think I got across my main point, which is you've got to get to know the drugs she takes, what's wrong with her, the doctor she has. Hey, listen, I got a situation with my husband. I get to know the drugs he takes, all the things he has to deal with, because he's my partner. He's my lover. So I need to know all of this. And I got stuff going on here. What's going on in my studio here? I got no producer. I just got all this gabbing. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like you.
Wait.
I do the same thing.
Rick, hang on. I got two different things going on. What is going on over here? Talking to the microphone. Don't.
I wanted her to be a part of the conversation. Yeah, I thought she was going to say.
On his lap.
Excuse me?
I thought Deborah was going to sit on his lap.
Okay, but guess what, folks? I've got to teach you a little lesson. This is a radio show. So if you're on the radio, you're on the radio. You don't sort of whisper behind and make all, because we hear all of that. It's just very distracting, and it doesn't sound very entertaining or enlightening. You're just kind of whispering. Exactly.
I thought they couldn't hear. I thought
and
nobody could hear.
And poor Rick is trying to talk about his awful situation. Okay, Rick. All right.
Okay.
So, would you like to sit on his lap? Is that it? Is this what we're trying to have happen? You want to, like, instigate her sitting on his lap?
No, we wanted her to be on the air, too, just share the microphone.
Okay, so sit on his lap. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not okay, she doesn't have to. You could sit on her lap. Okay. All right. Did you want to help Rick here, Aunt Deborah? Or you just wanted to, you know, make a bunch of noise?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Rick's situation is pretty common, really.
Yeah, talking to the microphone.
It's really pretty common.
Yes.
And it's these kinds of problems afflict younger people and older people, but older people have, you know, more issues to deal with, so it's really a little more difficult. What I'm hearing, though, is some health issues.
There are definitely health issues.
Are working in, and, oh, yeah. And it's yeah, really hard to have an optimal sex life when you have health issues working.
But sex it's kind of goes out impossible. The
window. It's not impossible, but you have to recognize what the situation is. And Rick, you can't even tell us what it is she's taking. So, I mean, have you discussed this with her doctor? Or has she discussed it with
you? I can't remember it right now.
Huh?
Okay, well...
I can't remember what it is exactly.
You should call me for private therapy, and you should call me with the information.
That's right. Susie,
you got to get the goods. Okay?
Yeah, or
the devils?
It's hard for you to answer a question without the right info.
Right, because, you know, there's all these different drugs, and they do different things to you, and there are different antidotes. Anyway,
you can't enjoy the game without
in the meantime, enjoy what Sparkle enjoys all the time. Mm-hmm. That's right. As George Carlin said, if God had intended you not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. So, okay? So, you know.
Good old George.
Good old George. So, good old Johnson there, and enjoy your personal sex life, and do it with your wife in the room. You know, if she's interested,
turn her on.
You know, just let her lie there while you jerk off, huh?
Might give her a kick, huh?
Exactly, it might. And in any case, it'll be interesting for her, right? Okay,
well, give that a try.
That's an assignment. Masturbate with her. Okay.
You got it.
Okay, darling. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. All right, children. I just feel like I've been a teacher in a class, but you all did quiet up, and we all did help Rick, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
All together now. We did. We helped him. Mm-hmm. And that's what this show is all about, really. I mean, I thought it was just about doing drugs. And,
no, yeah, I think you gave him the best advice possible.
We try to help people with their sexuality.
That.
He did. You know, he was serious.
And you know, you make the point that masturbation is okay. People think that it's second class sex. Not always.
You know,
and there's some people who
that's bareback.
Okay, you know what?
It's great. It's great, and it has its
Christina,
place.
If you're going to talk, you have to get really close to the mic, or else we won't be able to hear you clearly.
You know what I've come to conclude? I always used to think like sex. Oh, sex is like. Like, seeing my family members have sex or hearing them have sex is gross. Like, it's gross. But you know what? I've come to, like, to the terms with sex is beautiful. Sex is a beautiful thing. Like, oh, good for them. Like, they're having sex. They're enjoying themselves.
Well, good for you, Sparkle, for coming to terms with that.
Right?
You've been coming to terms with a lot of things. With just being a female.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure that that might have been part of what made you uncomfortable before. Because if you were uncomfortable in your own skin, then sex, you know... other people, especially people in your family, people you're related to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's very uncomfortable.
And I think it's just how I was raised. Like my parents, when we'd see like people with their shirts off or people kissing on TV, they'd go, ew, like for us to say ew. And then you just like point that and push it over to the group of ew. And so you think it's like that. You think it's supposed to be that like nasty thing, but it's, you know, I think it's beautiful. I think,
Yeah. And that's what kids do, is go, ew, you know. That's
yeah, but no,
normal.
But the parents, like, they put that in your mind. If nobody had said that when, like, they saw naked people, if nobody ever, like, made it, you know what I mean, put it in that category of ew, then kids wouldn't think that. They would just see it and be like, that's that, like, you know.
And then they wouldn't be going to school.
Oh, that's true, school.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, parent. It's tough to be a parent. It's tough to know how much freedom to give your kids.
But parents lay a lot of stuff on kids, and
they do.
Richard Dawkins calls it child abuse.
He does.
Yeah.
Richard Dawkins. He's.
You know who I mean?
Yeah, I do know who you mean. He's an evolutionary
biologist.
And he's a big atheist guy.
Big atheist.
And he thinks parents lay a lot of trips about religion on their kids.
And this is in the same category.
It's a similar category, yeah. And I guess that, religion is to a great degree about controlling sex.
Duh.
Yeah. So, did you grow up Catholic?
Yes.
Catholic. Are you still Catholic?
Yes, but I have my own beliefs now. Like, I use that as, like, the foundation, and I choose what I think or how I interpret things, you know?
When God comes, I'm telling him I'm Catholic, basically.
No, yes. Like, I still, you know, I just think love everybody, love one another, love God, appreciate him.
No, but, yeah.
And thank him, but, like, you don't have to, you know, just as long as you're not hurting anybody. So. Yeah, just as long as you're not hurting anybody yourself.
Yeah.
And you're just loving everybody, showing everybody love, then I think that you're doing what he wants you to do.
And you accept whatever.
Make everybody's life that much better. If everybody did it, it would just...
Are you a religion, Christina?
I do, but, like, you know, Sparkle says it's very open. You have to kind of be, like, you know, accept everybody because everybody's so different.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You know, it's...
Religion is generally not about acceptance.
No, it's very different. It's
very about, it's about, judgmental. You know, you have to play the rules, and there's often a lot of rules. And
or
you
you're
know,
going to hell.
Yeah, or you're going to go to hell. You're out of the club. You know,
the Pope says that hell doesn't exist. I think I'm pretty sure he said that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He said hell doesn't exist.
They figured it out that hell doesn't exist.
Really? But he did say that purgatory exists.
Well, purgatory is the absence of God,
heaven,
of Christ,
yeah,
in your life.
That's when you get an STD.
What?
And he also said another place existed, limbo. Limbo.
Are they still talking about
limbo,
that?
I thought limbo. The babies, the unbaptized babies.
The unbaptized babies.
No, that's horrible.
They gave that
God,
up.
They came from heaven.
Yeah, but he said something. There were certain people. I think the Jews were not going to be.
Well, of course,
in limbo.
You know what?
I don't know, or somewhere.
Straight to hell.
Go straight to hell,
don't
yeah.
Even
maybe
bother with limbo.
Right, before they were in limbo.
We have a lot of galaxies, though. We have so many galaxies now.
Yeah, you know, I went to the Griffith Park Observatory just recently, and it was such a trip because you see the movie and you see, like, how our universe, it just keeps going and going and going and going, and then it shows all the planets and everything.
The sun is going to turn black. The sun is going to, like, go, like, boom
okay.
on you.
Let's not get too astral now. Okay. I'm going to ask Christina the question that I ask everyone on this show.
Okay.
How's your sex life?
I love it.
You love it?
I do.
Okay, tell me about it.
It's fun. It's safe, you know.
Yeah.
I like foreplay.
What kind?
All kind. It depends. Sometimes food is involved. Not food, wait.
Parsnips?
Like, more like, no. Like,
I always want dinner first. I mean,
honey or Sarah?
I don't like eating.
Honey. We had apples and honey last time.
Yes, we did.
Or strawberries, stuff like that. It's
chocolate.
I love oral sex.
Oral sex. You're a very
oral
girl.
I love oral sex, too.
Yes.
Was that a sound out of a person? Or was that?
It was me.
Oh, wow. That was really quite electric. That was your voice.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no, not unfortunately.
So how are you, do you have sex with like a couple people, knit little group of people? Or are you with one person? Do you,
no, I'm with
do you have
one
many
person.
Partners?
No, I'm with one person usually. It's
just one, you're with somebody right now? You're taken? You're spoken for?
Yeah, kind
Where
of.
Is your person?
Yeah.
Not here, cooking.
Is your person male or female?
Male. Yeah.
Mm. And he's cooking while you're here at the speakeasy?
Is that the person?
I saw? Yes, it is.
He's gorgeous.
Really?
I saw it when I picked her up to bring her to come over here.
Yeah.
I saw him, and he's drop dead gorgeous.
He
really?
Didn't leave me alone today. It was amazing.
Christina, these people have to know. They have to know, because I think it's a wonderful story.
What should I tell?
Tell us your story.
Tell.
Come on. Before the end of the show.
Where do I start?
I picked him up in.
Oh, I was at a store, and he just was randomly there, and he just approached me after I was leaving, and it just got very I don't know. I just brought him with me.
You just brought him home with you after
No,
the store?
Not home exactly.
Oh. He's a really sweet guy.
I
met
him
for 30
how long
seconds,
have you been with
and
him?
I was 15 seconds, and I was entranced.
She was only within 15 seconds.
Maybe even, not even that.
I was.
Now,
I
Sparkle and I are wondering why
He's
you didn't
really
bring him.
Cute. I was wondering, you know, I was.
Wait,
why didn't you bring him?
An,
I wasn't
well,
sure.
She didn't know where she was going.
I didn't want to be rude to Aunt Deborah and you know, and bring a third party.
Yeah. I have a reputation.
I'm a very.
No, that's very good. That's very polite.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you. I'm a very polite person, basically. Okay. So I value that a lot.
Well, now you can bring him next time, so we can look him
He'll
over.
He'll love this. You'll love it. Mm.
And he's English.
English
with an accent.
He's British.
Oh, is he a rock star?
He's British.
Is he a rock star?
No.
Sparkle will leave him alone then.
He's a student. Don't worry, it matters. He's a student. It's good.
He's a student.
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, is this Chris in Southern California he's on line two, wants to speak porn star and Aunt Deborah. Aunt Deborah.
Whoa.
He wants to speak to someone.
I'm single too.
My fan base.
Kind of.
Actually, you're single. I thought you were just talking about this guy.
Kind of. I said kind of, Dr. Susan.
Okay. Okay, Chris, let's talk to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Chris. Hello?
I finally get somebody who asks for me. And now he's. Where is he? He's AWOL. Come on, Chris.
Chris!
Jeez Louise.
Where's Chris? Is he.
Chris, are you on the air?
Brandon, do your magic. Bring this guy back. It's like the transporter,
right,
and he's lost in the train.
Uh-oh. He's such a tease. That's another theme of the show tonight, is teasing.
So we have 5 minutes.
I made a point with her like a little bit earlier because she's talking about she loves oral sex. And you know why I love oral sex? It's especially with people that you don't know too well, it just tells you, oh, they trust you. Like, you have that trustable look. Like, they're willing to just go down on you.
Yeah. Not selfish.
Yeah, they're not selfish.
They're not fucking
selfish.
People that give oral sex?
Yeah.
Like, especially like, the oral first people. Time you guys, yeah, you know, before and like the first time they meet you, or I mean, you guys have sex.
I mean, let me just be honest. I
be honest.
I have a.
What?
Go ahead. We only have a couple
minutes. So it means a lot when they do that, because it's like, okay, another guy, like, kind of going down on, like, you know, feeling comfortable with sucking another kind of a penis.
What a revelation.
Do you take hormones? Like, are these?
Yeah.
Does it affect if you can
get
hard or not?
In the beginning it did, but now, thankfully, like, I kind of saw for the past year, so.
Wow.
It functions kind of like normal, kind of, I guess.
Oh, now, so can
really?
You ejaculate? And...
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, okay. Feels okay. And
so
you know what, guys
got,
are kind
of... got the best of both worlds.
Guys are so kinky, and you kind of understand things, and you kind of put things into perspective as kind of like the girl and the woman and the man's, you know, like, side. It's very different. You don't... I don't know. I haven't put too much emotion... I want to be in a relationship, but I have not put too much emotion into it because it's so difficult.
Yeah.
They're very difficult to understand. Especially like in your early 20s. I love men, yeah. So far I've only dated men, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would be open, but, you know, so far I have only dated men.
And
I've never... Aunt Deborah has been very kinky.
How long have you been living as a woman?
Since the age of 14.
Really?
Yes.
And it was in your family you started living as a woman?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Were they accepting, very accepting?
Not really. No? It was kind of hectic for them, no.
Really?
It was hectic for me, though, but yeah. My family, yeah.
Uh-huh. So I've only got three more minutes.
No, it's been always.
Oh,
2 minutes.
2 minutes. So I have to say, Christina, could you come back?
I would love to.
Because you've
Isn't
only
she
begun
gorgeous?
To tell your story. Yes, you're very gorgeous.
Beautiful,
you know.
Beautiful girl. By the way, I want everybody to know, I saw her dance.
Yes.
At a benefit Monday night for Children's Hospital.
Wow.
And she was the hit of the evening.
We have to see you dance in the bar a little. We're going
to
turn the music on. Let's have some dancing.
Kat's here, too.
And Kat is here. Unbelievable. I'm so excited. We actually have a pretty cool after party brewing here for Radio Suzy
Yay.
One at the Speakeasy in the bar.
We
got our agua coco leaf herbal liqueur. We got our...
what was this?
Dr. Suzy?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry,
oh
can I give a quick shout-out to my
give
friend?
Give a shout-out.
Naive
Hip Hop on Twitter. That's N-I-E-V-E Hip Hop. He just got a Grammy nomination with Tatiana Ali.
Really?
For the song Shake It, Move It.
Shake It, Move It.
So okay. Anybody who's a Grammy voter, vote for that song.
All right.
One minute.
Naive.
Shameless plug.
I love you, okay. Dr. Susie.
We
Thank
have
you
shameless
for
plugs.
Me
Thank
back.
You, Sparkle, so
fun.
Much. Sparkle, Sparkle, get bang. Never mind.
You could say it whatever you want.
Okay. Sparkle, Sparkle, gang bang.
I'll be back.
And Christina, who's going to come back with more of her story, and Sparkle will be back too. She has to hear more of your story. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Deborah and Rafe and Prism out there somewhere. And there's Kat and BD. Thank you for coming, guys. And by the way, just in case you don't know, Orgy for Obama, Aerostay X, is now out. Check out the cover. Mm-hmm. Hot, hot, hot. So we're going to close up here, but I want you to be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourselves. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. And, you know, if your wife is in menopause or you can't get a girl or your husband is out with the boys, just make love anyway. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.